Hello. We turn once again to our passage for this week, which is Mark chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. And today I'm reading it from the Passion Translation. Members of Jesus' true family. Then Jesus' mother and his brothers came and stood outside and sent a message to him, asking that he come out and speak with them. When the crowd sitting around Jesus heard this, they spoke up and said to him, "Jesus, your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." He answered them, "Who is my true mother and my true brothers?" Then, looking in the eyes of those who were sitting in a circle around him, he said, "Here are my true family members. For whoever does the will of God is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Amen." When you look back at your family, you may challenge me and suggest that it's not passed on any unhealthy habits or patterns of behaviour. Or you may feel that your family are so messed up that there's no hope of breaking free and moving forwards. The truth is that all families are broken and fallen in some way, because all human beings are broken and fallen to some extent. There are no perfect families with perfect parents, because only Jesus was perfect. Most parents do the best they can in bringing up their children. But as we've been reflecting this week, it's likely they were passed unhealthy habits and patterns of behaviour by their parents. It's no reflection on them or us or on their love for us. But if we're unwilling to go back to move forwards, then our unhealed wounds open us up to habitual sin against God and against other people. The good news is that if we do face up to our past, then in Christ we can emerge from it free, more whole, and newly alive in Him. Our family is part of God's plan for us. Even the most painful family experiences are part of our total identity. The more we know about our families, and the more we find out about ourselves as we go back to move forwards, the more we can decide, with God's help, what to keep and what to let go. And we don't do it alone. Our Christian family can help us. Wise friends, a mentor, our officer or pastor, or even a therapist or counsellor can all help us on this journey. So, are you ready to go back to move forwards? As you think about that today, why not work through this question? What challenging work of discipleship might you have to undertake? And I'll see you tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drills.